Chapter 80. Missing Members. Obeying some intuitive bond, we've already talked about this, see chapter something or other, man, woman, dog, obeying some intuitive bond, sticking together, following each other through thick and thin. He, the dog, gets off the back of the work truck and does his nimble, three-legged race up the stairs behind her, his partner in crime. His missing member is conspicuous by its absence, as he seesaws from step to step, a deft kangaroo he has become, patient and uncomplaining, as is the way with animals. And just how many such valuable lessons can be learnt from a dog? First floor, second floor, up they go, getting to the third, and there at her door is a man, standing like he's just arrived, as if his hand has just now lifted from the buzzer, or is about to light there. He is not a current lover, or an uncurrent one. Too old for that. He is not an itinerant seller, a Bible bearer, housebreaker, or complete stranger. No, he stands there with one hand in the air to give himself some kind of credence for being, in an apologetic kind of way. Here I am. He is rounder of belly these days, his carved wooden beard jutting out before him, the bulbs of his toes protruding from his velcro-fastened sandals. His other hand is in his pocket, of course. Melody's head lolls to the side, and her adopted father's name escapes, mostly just air as she has run up the stairs. Alan, she says again, with voice now. Here, he says, handing over mail, forgetting completely to say hello, and uncertain as ever concerning a hello hug. Your bills, he says with a smile. Thanks, Dad, she replies, although he is not her flesh and blood father, but a guardian of sorts, an ex-keeper, protector, provider, planner and plotter, guide and gatekeeper, bar raiser, leave granter, cook, cheese grater, chook chopper, vomit mopper, shoe polisher, lace tyer, place finder, minder, wound binder, limit maker, timekeeper, button pusher, faith healer, Band-Aid ripper, storyteller, nitpicker, nose wiper, patient listener, patience loser, nail biter, worrier, firefighter, table layer, bed-making sleep loser, piggybacking taxi driver, lie-detecting bail payer, flailing, falling and laughing father figure of fun. He hands her some bills, which she presumably could pay. It is a simple practicality, a gesture, nothing more. She's old enough to pay her own bills, isn't she? It's simply a dash of reality, a way of saying that life goes on, regardless of what happens in this ramshackle tale. They may not even be bills for all we know. What does it matter in the grand scheme of things? any excuse to see her. He does miss her terribly.